Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to the best of Media Network Plus. This program was originally broadcast October the 11th, 2011. I would listen carefully because we do talk about the end of the world. Some of the information in the program may be out of date, but it's nevertheless interesting and, of course, is a sound document. We hope you enjoy.
This is London. This is London.
The Voice of Russia World Service.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
This is the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, directed from New Zealand.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
Bonjour à vous si vous nous rejoignez sur Radio France Internationale. Il est 5h à Paris.
This is Radio Ukraine International.
This is the English program of Radio Deutsche Welle, Germany's international broadcasting service.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette Macquarie and Keith Perron.
Hello everyone, it's very nice to have you with us once again. Coming up on today's show, our first story is about a very well-respected campus community station located in Montreal at McGill University, called CKUT. Well, they're in a bit of an odd situation for their survival. Students at McGill are taking part in a referendum on whether or not they want the station to survive. We're going to be joined by Louise Burns. October 21st came and went. Yes, it did. It came and then disappeared just as fast as it arrived. Now, if you have not been following this story, Harold Camping, who has led the Christian radio station Family Radio, has been predicting the end of the world since 1994. The latest prediction, October 21st, passed us, and nothing happened. Later on in the show, we have an odd, and I stress odd, interview with two people from the radio station who didn't want to be named. And of course, as always, Dan Hensley will join us for a look at propagation over the next 7 days. Media Network Plus, turning out RF at high levels. First, here's Paulette with a look at some of the headlines from the world of radio.
For nearly 53 years, Harold Camping has been a prominent figure in Christian broadcasting. On Monday, the Christian Post was exclusively told that the 90-year-old was no longer able to lead his family radio ministry and would be retiring. During the last several years, the Family Radio Network has suffered operating losses. Two of their stations, WKDN in Philadelphia and WFSI in Annapolis, Maryland, which covers the Washington, D.C. area, are being sold, tentatively, to CBS. On Monday, Family Radio began soliciting donations to offset those losses, even though the broadcasting outlets currently owned by the company are potentially worth hundreds of millions. The Chinese government has extended a grant of 200 million yuan, that's about $31.5 million, to South Sudan for development projects in the newly independent state. The grant was announced on Monday in Juba after a meeting between South Sudanese Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Barnaba Mariel Benjamin, and the Chinese ambassador to Juba, Li Zhigua. Ambassador Zhigua said the grant is dedicated to support agriculture, education, health, and water supply projects. He further said that Beijing government will donate a number of radio stations to South Sudan to promote media development. The Australian government has found itself in a tangle over the contract to televise Australia to the world. The tender for the 10-year, $233 million Australian network is a contest between Sky News and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Australian Network is funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Canberra, managed by the ABC, and beamed to dozens of countries in the Asia-Pacific region. The drawn-out tender process has prompted claims of political interference and deliberate leaks on who should win the contract. An editorial in the Los Angeles Times severely criticizes Radio TV Marti. The newspaper says, "It's disappointing that the U.S., which in recent years has taken steps to improve relations with Cuba, has opted to sustain and expand these anachronistic broadcasts that serve no purpose other than to placate Cuban exiles in Miami and stoke Castro's anti-American rants. The newspaper says Congress ought to stop pretending that radio and TV Marti remain relevant. And if President Obama is interested in reaching the Cuban people, he should push Congress to lift the travel ban. Person-to-person contact, not spam, is the way to win the hearts and minds of Cubans, the LA Times concluded. Romanian news TV station Antena 3 has signed an agreement with CNN International, which allows the Romanian station to broadcast news shows from CNN. In return, Antena 3's stories will also be broadcast by CNN International. Romanian Antena 3 is owned by the Intact Group, controlled by the Voiculescu family. The TV station is the first in Romania to be affiliated with CNN International. Special thanks to Andy Sennett at the Radio Netherlands Worldwide Media Network blog for the material used here today. For more information from Andy, visit his blog, http://blogs.rnw.nl/media network, or you can find a link at the PCJ website, www.pcjmedia.com.
This is Media Network Plus.
CKUT in Montreal is one of the most vibrant campus community radio stations in Canada. The station will soon be celebrating its 25th anniversary on FM, because the history of the station actually goes back even further. CKUT Radio McGill gets 40% of its funds from students at McGill University. But this could be in jeopardy as students from McGill will be voting in a referendum on whether or not to continue to have a tiny portion of their student fees go towards the station. Louise Burns from CKUT tells me how having 40% of funds reduced would have an impact.
If you can imagine losing 40% of any budget, it's a huge blow if you don't have it. In addition, if this referendum, which is in a referendum asking the question to undergraduate McGill students whether they want the continued existence of the station, by virtue of paying a fee, each student pays, a full-time SSMU or undergraduate student pays $4 a semester. If we lose that, then the administration is not obliged to sign any agreement with us, which is necessary to exist. Our license, we are no longer tied to a campus, so our license would be in question, as well as the place that the studio is located at is a McGill building. So that is also a big problem.
Now, the referendum, of course, is coming up. Is there a sense amongst the volunteers and also the paid staff, you know, if this doesn't go the way we hope it does, what do we do?
We have been thinking about that plan B for many years. Soon as the kind of nature of our arrangement with the university changed, and it changed by the fact that they insisted on a lot more means by which students can reaffirm the existence of the station. And so being in a constant sort of state of having to defend our existence, you obviously start thinking very seriously about the plan B. To the extent that we had met with the CRTC and have sort of discussed things with other organizations in terms of what we would do, we feel really strongly that we want to stay as a campus community radio station. We really think it's a very complementary relationship in terms of the educational experience, that education is beyond the classroom, and that we have a lot of students who are interning and who are really making a really valid and, a complement to their education, where they're doing internships for independent study, for academic credit here, and that education is just priceless. And so I really think it's important that we have that educational component, that we have the security of the student fees, so that we're not reinventing ourselves to be like, either more commercial, having to, start doing things to increase our popularity, which sometimes doesn't always work well with increasing the quality. Sometimes the drive for popularity actually makes the sound of the station not as interesting, not as grassroots, a little bit more phony, actually.
Now, with this referendum coming up, because there have been past referendums, is this something that happens on a regular basis?
Currently, it's happening every 5 years. Why I say that we're in a position of defending ourselves is that in 2007, the administration imposed a system whereby students can opt out of paying their student fees online. And so we have been battling that quite a bit because that has been a slow bleed on our finances by virtue of the convenience. And what we are arguing is that it is not informed consent, that our fees are no longer being considered as $4, but rather as the total of all the fees that someone could opt out of. So we're not arguing for $4, we're arguing for $34 or along that line.
Hi, this is Professor Sandy Perlman of the Schulich School of Music, producer of The Clash and the Blue Oyster Cult, and let's not forget the awesome Dictators. I am the person portrayed by Christopher Walken in the Saturday Night Live Cowbell skit, and you are listening to 90.3 CKUT Montreal.
I was speaking there with Louise Burns from CKUT. On an upcoming edition of the program, we will have a more in-depth look at CKUT.
Sharing the gospel through sermon and song, this is Family Radio.
Since 1994, doomsday prophet Harold Camping has been predicting the end of the world. The most recent two, well, let's go back to May, right? May 21st, he said the world was going to end. Nothing happened. Then a few days later, he surfaced, said, well, he miscalculated. Sounds like his calculator needs batteries. And he said it was going to be October 21st. Well, we're still here. As we heard at the beginning of the show, Harold Camping is retiring from Family Radio. But I was curious, along with a lot of other people, to find out what Family Radio thinks about all of this. So I decided to call them up. I called up, asked to speak to someone in the public relations department. They said, well, send an email and we'll get back to you. Nobody did. Called back the next day. And they said, well, we can speak to you, but we don't want to have our name on the air. I said, fair enough, I understand. As we were doing the interview, something strange happened. I have to say, it is probably the strangest interview I've ever conducted in my whole life. So here is the full, unedited version of how that 4 minutes and 56 seconds actually played out. Mr. Harold Camping was calling for the end of the world on October 21st.
I'm not in a position to answer or anything like that, October 21st or May 21st. Only we have no further comment.
Any particular reason?
If you have any more questions, so you can just write to Family Radio.
Well, I've written, and I haven't received a response yet.
Oh, you did write?
Yes.
To us already? Oh, okay. Did you address it to whom, sir?
I sent it to the following email. Actually, I sent it to the three ones, familyradio@familyradio.org, info@familyradio.org, and international@familyradio.org. Because I'm just curious about something, because the end of the world was predicted as being October 21st, but yet Family Radio last week put out their new B11 shortwave schedule a week before it. So if the end of the world is coming, why would Family Radio put out that schedule?
Oh, that question. Give me just a moment, please.
Hello, how may I help you?
I tune to Family Radio a number of times via shortwave from your relay exchange that you have with Radio Taiwan International.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious about something because Mr. Harold Camping called for the end of the world October 21st, but yet a week before, or rather even 2 weeks before, Family Radio put out their new B11 schedule for the next 6 months. Why?
We're still here, as you can see.
Yeah, but if the end of the world was coming, why would you have put that schedule out?
Well, sir, we're still here, and life is going on until he actually comes, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't have any other statement.
But my question is still, like, why would the schedule be put out 2 weeks before for the next 6 months?
I don't have answer to your question, sir.
You don't?
Right.
Well, one final question. Is a prediction like this going to be made again in the future?
I don't have answer to a question, sir.
You don't have an answer. Is there somebody at Family Radio that does have an answer?
No, sir, we don't.
Really? And what about for all the people that donated money to Family Radio?
Well, we can deal with them directly, okay?
But will money be returned to them?
Sir, we will deal with them directly.
But will money be returned to them?
As they contact us, we will deal with them directly.
But that's not my question. My question is not will you deal with them, is will money that, let's say, was donated to Family Radio be returned to these people?
We will deal with them directly, sir.
But that's not the question that I was asking.
But that's my answer, sir.
Is that because you're not in a position to answer this?
I don't have any comments. I don't have any answer to you, okay?
Well, can you transfer me to somebody who does know?
We don't have anyone here.
Nobody at all? Not even from the public relations department?
Oh, yes. We don't have public relations available for
them. Is there somebody in the program distribution department?
No, sir. We don't have anyone at all.
Nobody?
Yes.
So that means if I was to show up at your address in Oakland, California, at this very moment, there would be nobody there.
I'm saying we don't have anyone on the phone to talk to you regarding this subject.
Right, but I'm not asking about that now. I'm asking about the frequency department.
Sir, I think I answered your question. We don't have anyone at this moment to talk to you. We don't have any of those departments you were asking for to talk to you, okay? This is just material line, and that's the only line which is open at this time, okay?
Well, do you have the phone number to the main office?
This is main office.
Right, so you're saying that there's nobody there?
Sir, I'm saying nobody here to answer your question.
Okay, but let's say I had a different topic. Let's say I was interested. Thank you for calling, sir.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Last week it starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Yeah, Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn worlds into its own means. Dummy, save your own needs, speed it up and not speed. Got no speed, the ladder starts to clatter with the fear of fight down. Might fire in a fire, represent the southern gang from the government for hire in a combat fight. Unless there was some coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck. Team reporters got the Trump, hit the ground, look at that low plane, find that overflow population corner, too, but it'll lose. Every seven worlds in your own need. Listen to your heartbeat. Tell me that the reds are in the reverend with the right. You patriotic, snap like right. I'm feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, 6 o'clock TV hour, no, we got 4 hours. Special memory return. Listen to yourself, journal like a mini uniform. I'm looking for an about 11. Every one of us can make not a moment. Not a motorbike, get a pep down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush. All these fiends, no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Turn them in, a turn them in, a turn them in, a fly.
have a resolution, but not from the alternative.
And I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
The other night I took the fine cotter needle, took the fine mouth, playing in a light lantern, first hand lantern, president, plenty of some Mr. Becky, birthday party, cheesecake, a jelly bean, boo, patriotic, patriotic, slam, put next to right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, it's the
end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
And that was Great Big C from Canada with The End of the World. Seems the end of the world didn't happen, unless we're ghosts right now, because, you know, Halloween, of course, is around the corner. I'm wondering if there's any kids out there or any adults that are going to be going as Harold Camping. If there are, and you do see them, let us know. I'll give out the email address later on in the show. You are listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on the World Radio Network on satellite, Sirius XM in North America, Sky Digital in the UK, and of course on great partner radio stations everywhere. Now, just over a year ago, Happy Station launched a friendship sponsorship program. What is it? Well, for $10, $5, and $1, you can, of course, buy PCJ items at a discount. You know, things like coffee mugs and t-shirts. And it's also, of course, a great way to get support from the listeners and to find out what they think of the program. Now, we did have a lucky draw for the people that spent the $10, $5, or $1, but I didn't announce it. I kept it completely under my hat. There were three receivers that we were giving away. Three Texan PL600s. Well, we recently drew? Yes, the winners. And they are Mark Cody in Ontario, Canada, Carlos de Silva in Lisbon, Portugal, and Maria Cortez in Sacramento, California. So congratulations to all three of you. The radios will be sent out next week, and we will contact you with the tracking number. And guess what? We are going to be doing it again in the spring. So if you want to have a chance to win one of three radios, this time the radio is going to be the Texan S2000. You know, that nice ham-looking communications receiver. It's very nice. It's very good radio, by the way. Just become a member of the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program to enter. The draw is very easy. The memberships are $10, $5, and $1. You can find out all the information on the right part of our main page at www.pcjmedia.com. All right. Now, to end off, we have a listener in the United Kingdom who said that, you know, on each show we should play a song about radio. Well, we're not going to do it every single week, but I thought that, you know, we'll start off this month and maybe we'll have another surprise for you next month. His name is Ted Morrison. He lives in Manchester in the United Kingdom, and he listens to us on Sky Digital. So, Ted, going out to you is a song that you requested about radio. It's actually the theme song to a TV show about radio called WKRP. You may remember it, a very popular 1980s sitcom. It was a lot of fun. Yes, as a young boy, I used to love Lonnie Anderson. Except recently I saw her. It's a little bit frightening. But anyway, going out to Ted Morrison, the theme song to WKRP in Cincinnati, performed by Steve Carlisle. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron saying so long, take care, 73s and 88s to the ladies.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling. Far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file.
Rory 105, which is PDF 222 journal.
Speed 220, Rory 105.
The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you.